So the key here is knowing the difference between diastolic and systolic dysfunction. In diastolic dysfunction, the heart cannot expand as well as it should. In systolic dysfunction, the heart cannot pump and contract as well as it should. So the highest yield variable straight up is knowing that in diastolic dysfunction, ejection fraction is preserved. Okay? Ejection fraction is preserved in diastolic dysfunction. It's only in systolic dysfunction that ejection fraction is decreased. Ejection fraction is 55 to 70%. So in diastolic dysfunction, we have normal ejection fraction. Now, this is where it gets a bit tricky for diastolic dysfunction. You say, well, if the heart can't expand as well as it should, therefore, shouldn't volume, end diastolic volume in the left ventricle be lower, right? But in fact, this is not the case. Left ventricular volume will remain constant, okay? It's just that it requires more pressure in order to achieve that constant volume. So in diastolic dysfunction, not only do we have a preserved ejection fraction, but we also have a preserved left ventricular volume, but we have increased left ventricular pressure. Once again, it just requires more pressure to achieve the same volume in that left ventricle. In systolic dysfunction, we said that we have decreased ejection fraction. We would also have a dilated left ventricle, so increased left ventricular volume. And we would also have increased left ventricular pressure as a result of that increased volume. So in summary, in diastolic dysfunction, we have normal ejection fraction. We have normal left ventricular volume. We have increased left ventricular pressure. Okay. In systolic dysfunction, we have decreased ejection fraction. We have increased left ventricular volume, and we have increased left ventricular pressure. I can also note that just in terms of heart sounds, you can be aware that S3 heart sound is associated with systolic dysfunction, a dilated left ventricle, and an S4 heart sound is associated with a stiffened left ventricle, which is what we see in diastolic dysfunction. That's it.